What's going on, you falsely accused philandering philodendrons? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Gleep Glap, that's Floopty Doo, and we got a story for you today of the falsely accused.
Here we go.
Namely, Wrecker74, one of our big fans on the show. He sent in a few of these stories, but one of them was particularly long, and according to his own account of events, is by far the worst.
Okay.
So if you watched our false allegations stream, a couple weeks ago, then you'll already have heard one of these stories. Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers. It was the fall of 2017, and I just started my red pill journey earlier that year, which I alluded to earlier. I will tell that story after this one. I was working out, going to church, and working as a loading dock receiver at a retail store. There was a new couple in my Sunday school class. The husband was new in the Navy, and the base I grew up on was his first duty station. I had a good buddy of mine that I worked out with, and we made a bet. $20, she would cheat on his first deployment. I don't know anybody who would take that bet.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know that's more than likely.
You're betting the odds when
it's going to happen, yeah.
I knew how military wives who were mildly attractive acted when their husbands were on deployment. They had two kids, one was theirs together, and the other was hers from a previous random hookup from her high school graduation night at a party which her now husband had adopted.
What a fool.
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me?
Cuck! Oh, I'm sorry. This is, yeah, that's probably... That sounded rude. I apologize.
No, well, I'm not sorry.
Well, I won the bet. Called that one. She cheated on him 2 weeks in with my ex-girlfriend's brother.
Wow.
Aw, keeping it all in the family. Well, my ex somehow got my new number, which I had changed after we had broken up because it was a nasty breakup, which she had cheated on me and told me it was all my fault. Pretty standard.
Yeah, standard and 101 behavior.
Yeah. We need to keep up with the Joneses. You need to go out and do this. You got to do that. You got to make more money. And then the next thing you know, you're never here for me. You're never around. Tyrone, can you make me feel better? Oh, I feel better already.
Yeah, the tongue lashing.
Tongue smashing, not lashing. Tongue smashing or dong smashing tonsils down the throat. Disgusting. She called me and started cussing me out, saying it was all my fault that her brother had an affair with a married woman and he was going to be kicked out of the church. Wait, what?
How the fuck is that your fault?
He has nothing to do with this.
I mean, did he arrange the meeting? Did he do CPR on the dude's ass? Shut the hell up.
I really, really want to make $20, so I know what I'll do. I'll give this guy this chick's phone number, and we'll just let the chips fall where they may. That's not how it happened.
No.
She wanted an excuse to get back in touch with you. Let's just be honest. I told her I had no clue what she was talking about, and how the hell did she get my number? It's a very good question. Fast forward to the following Sunday, me and Buddy go to the gym and then to a Sunday school class together that evening where we are greeted outside of the host's house by the Sunday school teacher and briefed on the situation. It's about to get interesting, I think. The female had shown up to the party and we were warned to stay away from her.
Dirty bitch.
Big red flag for me because the church is supposed to be forgiving and loving and understanding, or so they preach.
They're not.
But we're acting completely contrary to that. I should say that my ex's family is quite prominent in my area because her mother is one of the top realtors. So with that being said, my ex's brother was pretty much absolved of all wrongdoing, even though he initiated the entire affair.
It's really fucking weird how people react to some things, isn't it? They're both at fault here.
Yeah.
And yet the only person who's actually being blamed for anything is the guy who made $20 off of something that he had nothing to do with. What the shit? Come on.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the youth of today. They don't want to take any responsibility and or accountability for
wow.
dumb
you
ass
can't blame
decisions.
The married woman because she's a woman, right? Women are just perfect little angels and snowflakes. They would never, ever, 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 ever. You're not buying a word of this, are you?
Hell to the no.
So I was very suspicious of the church and the individuals involved in it who were on my ex's brother's side. So what did I do? I get her side of the story. And according to her, alcohol was involved and the way she was being treated throughout the entire ordeal was very one-sided. That's nothing new with my ex's family.
Mm-hmm.
They play the blame game and can never do anything wrong. Well, a few weeks go by, she introduces me to a friend of hers who is newly divorced.
Ah.
She had at the time two kids and was divorced because he abused her.
Of course.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah, we can't just accept the stigma of a divorced woman. So we have to blame somebody in order to make sure that the world sees me as a victim. And then you're going to take me in because you're Captain Save-A-Ho and you're going to pay my bills, right?
Wrong!
Well, we get to talking and eventually meet up when female number one, we'll call her Sam, threw a party and a few friends came over. Well, later into the night, female Sam is plastered as I'm making out with female number two, we'll call her Cat, on the couch. Sam and Cat, somebody watching a little too much iCarly?
Mm-hmm.
Sam comes into the living room with a bottle of vodka and a bottle of OJ and proceeds to pour them on herself and screams out, I'm a free woman! I added that last part.
That's fine.
Then strips off all of her clothes and runs out the front door into the cul-de-sac, buck naked, screaming, I'm a free woman! Over and over.
Listen, you know, vodka is... Yeah, show me your tits.
There it is.
I told you that's what vodka does.
Yeah, you thought we were full of shit when we made that video, didn't you? Yeah, now you know better.
Rum has cut my balls.
I go grab a towel from the bathroom and run out after her. The neighbors are outside and recognize me because my family is also quite prominent here because of how long we've been here and my dad's former job. I ask them not to call the cops and that I was handling the situation.
Of course!
So I end up catching her and wrapping her in a towel and throwing her over my shoulder and take her back to the house.
Oh my God.
I tell Kat to go take Sam upstairs to shower, get her cleaned up and ready for bed. I stay downstairs to clean up the mess in the living room. 30 minutes goes by, 45 minutes goes by, an hour goes by, and I'm wondering what the hell is taking so long. I go upstairs to check on them, and in the loft, they're on the couch, both half naked.
Scissor kicking.
Going to town on each other.
Full scissor kick. All right.
Yeah, you never ever send two drunk women off alone so one can give the other a shower. What were you thinking? Wait a minute. I know exactly what you were thinking.
He was trying to set up some gay sex with a witness.
Well played, sir. Well played. I absolutely freeze because I was dick thinking age and was like, holy shit. Hell, you see this in pornos.
Double your pleasure.
Double your fun. Double the speed at which you have to run. By the time I came out of shock, they're both in front of me on their knees with my penis in their hands.
Which miraculously appeared.
Totally, yeah.
I gotcha.
I conveniently zoned out while this was happening so I could be like, oh, that's what you thought, eh? Yeah, all right.
I know exactly what he's thinking.
It's like the naked man maneuver. No, two out of three times? Two out of three times.
Yeah, literally, the little head was like, nope, we're going to turn off the comm system to the big head, and we're going to let this happen.
Just get dark in here?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. I immediately zip up my pants. Sure you did.
Yeah,
If immediately was 7 to 10 minutes later. grab my keys, run downstairs, and leave with absolutely no words uttered. My only thought was, I'm sober, they're drunk, I'm not catching a case. Well, the problem is you were already in the room with them, mm-hmm. alone, with no witnesses, and now you just rejected two drunk, horny women. You've already caught the case. If you just don't know it yet.
God, I really fucked this up, didn't I?
I had one get really pissed at me for years because I told her I didn't want any more Eskimo brothers.
It's not the wrong thing to do.
No, hey.
But in the eyes of a drunk, randy woman, you're always wrong if you turn her down. And yep. She will make you pay for making her feel like anything less than the prize.
Oh, shit.
Well, the next day was radio silence from both.
Uh-huh.
They're scheming.
Yeah.
Around 5 p.m., there's a loud knocking at my door. A very police-style knock, I would probably guess. My dad answers. At this point, I was still living with my parents, and he yells for me. Police were there, ready to arrest me. What did I tell you? They ask me for my side of the story, and I tell them everything. Both of these females were drunk. They both have medications for head meds, and they had both posted on their public Snapchat story that after I left, they were smoking weed in the driveway, which I showed the officer. After that, he relaxes and tells me why he's there.
Uh-huh.
They had called the cops stating that I was going to dress up like Batman with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire from The Walking Dead and a sawed-off shotgun and hunt down their husbands and kill them both.
What?
I reply, husbands? As in both are married?
Wow.
I was only aware that Sam was married and that both Sam and Kat told me that Kat was newly divorced. The officer told me that I had been lied to and that I should stay away from these females for my own safety, yep. as Kat's husband had a history of domestic violence, and the kicker was he was also in the Navy. Ah, horse of a feather, huh?
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
See what I mean? You don't even have to do anything with these women. You just have to reject them. And yep. that, as we all know from the modern leftoids, whether you're talking or saying nothing or just existing, it's a form of violence. Wah. And they're justified in that moment to cripple your life in their own sick, twisted, narcissistic, self-indulgent skulls.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wow.
This is messed up. This is really messed up.
Yeah.
And I wish I could say this is rare.
It's not.
It's not rare at all.
This happens all the time.
Never. And especially in the days of Title IX that we live in now, never, ever, ever allow yourself to be alone with a drunk, horny woman. If you have no intention of banging her. And even then, you're still putting your life in somebody else's hands and your penis in somebody else's parts.
I don't see the downside.
The officer thanked me for my honesty and left. It's always good to have receipts.
Yeah.
And thankfully, women are stupid with the social media and they think everyone is interested in every banal thing they do.
And here's another thing. He got lucky with the cop.
Very lucky.
Because...
He could have had an activist on his hands, and yeah. it wouldn't have mattered what he said.
A lot of them show up, and they're like, hey, I'm just here to arrest you. You can work it out in court.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad attitude.
That's the Duluth model. Mm-hmm. You can be the victim of domestic violence. You can show up with a nail still driven into your skull, and she could be holding the bloody hammer in the kitchen, standing about 20 feet behind you when the cops show up to the door. You're still getting arrested.
And they may or may not pull the nail out of your head.
Nailed it!
That was really corny, but it worked.
Yeah, it was good timing.
No less than 30 minutes after that, Kat calls me crying, saying that her husband forced her to do it. Please. I could hear him yelling in the background at her, and him also saying, don't believe her, she's fucking drunk. You both deserve each other.
Why did you answer the phone?
No kidding.
You're asking for more abuse? If they made these accusations, you should never speak to them ever fucking again.
No shit. I mean, if this is in the day of Snapchat, it's not that long ago, so yeah. Obviously you have caller ID. Never speak to these freaking can't understand normal thinkers again.
No.
Ugh. I tell her to never contact me again and hang up. The husband then proceeds to message me on Facebook, threatening me, saying he's going to find me and kick my ass.
What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But most of these guys are just blowing smoke. So, if they have to announce it, odds are they're not all that serious about it, but they're stupid. Because you can have them arrested with just this in some states.
Yeah, it's the ones that don't say anything you need to worry about.
Yep.
Like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
He was maybe 120 pounds soaking wet. Oh, I know those guys. I, however, played football, was a lineman, and my senior year, before I broke my foot, had an offer to play for Alabama from Nick Saban himself for my freshman year.
Hold on a minute. I have basically one word for you. Pistol! He's 120 pounds! Yeah, obviously, you're a big football guy, intimidating. Do you think that 120-pound guy's going to show up and fight you? No, he's going to show up with a gun or a mechanical advantage and fuck you up.
That's not true, is it?
That dude already knew he was outmatched. So that's why he was probably just blowing smoke. But if he's got a history of domestic violence,
there you go.
He could very easily show up with a mechanical advantage, and the next thing you know, you're 6 feet under and you thought it was going to be a fair fight.
Or you're in the hospital.
Oh, God, someone's going to die.
I graduated at 6 feet tall, 300 pounds, 23% body fat. I just cut down to 225 with 15% body fat, and I was training with a few of my military buddies in mixed martial arts, grappling, judo, Muay Thai, and I had trained in Taekwondo for a few years prior, and I had to stop going because I broke a fellow student's ribs through the padding during sparring. Sorry I went off in the woods there. Back to the story.
Okay.
Well, obviously this, you know, domestic violence person, what have you, who's got the history, doesn't know who he's fucking with.
Yeah, look, but I'm telling you, that guy's going to show up. If he shows up, he's coming with a mechanical advantage.
Yes, he is.
So, you know, you're like, oh, he's only 120 pounds, so I won't worry about it. Yeah, if somebody really wants to fuck you up, they will find a way.
Yeah.
And you should worry about it.
He messaged me on Facebook threatening me. I did my recon on this guy through my various military buddies on the base. I found out what boat he was on, what crew, what shift, and what rack he was sleeping in, and his entire chain of command. Well, it just so happened that I grew up with his captain's daughter and went through confirmation with her, who went to a Presbyterian church growing up, and her father loved me. So I responded saying I knew all this information, that if he valued his career and his life, he would never contact me again. He apologized, and I haven't heard back from any party involved besides my ex, who about a year after this event took place, tried to sling me back, and I shut it down because after this event is when I discovered you guys and truly became invested in the RP community. This event is what broke the camel's back. There have been several events leading up to this, but this was the final straw. My red pill rage had begun.
If you have a dude making threats and shit, and you legitimately banged his wife, and then you're like, I will fuck you up in return. That could have been enough to escalate it, like, off the, you know.
Oh, it could have gone off the rails very quickly.
Yeah, you should just shut your mouth, contacted the boat captain, explained the situation to him. Like, I didn't know. He's fucking getting stupid, blah, blah, blah. I just want to shut this down before it gets bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the captain would talk to the highest enlisted person on the boat, he would probably have a sit down with this guy and go, hey, man, you don't do that. I've seen that blow up.
Yeah.
I have seen the 260-pound guy. What are you going to do about it? Oh, burn him down.
That's all it takes.
I mean, the dude, he's not paralyzed, but he's wearing a colostomy bag for the rest of his fucking life.
Wow.
This is serious business. Here's another one. All right. Dude is banging this other dude's wife.
Naturally, as right. You do.
There's a hootie-doo. The dude is an Adonis. He's huge. The other guy's not, you know, just normal-looking dude. And, of course, the wife was banging the Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 weeks later, Mr. Adonis got rear-ended at 60 miles an hour by accident.
Accident, of course.
Yeah. And Mr. Adonis was royally fucked up.
Damn.
That.
Woo.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you don't fuck with other dudes. If you come across a dude who has, like, the mentality and the temperament I do, and you push him over the edge, it's going to go bad for you.
Very, very bad.
And listen, you are not invulnerable. Your armor, your skin is not armor. Like, literally, a house cat, if properly motivated, can kill you.
Disconnected from the dead.
If you get caught in that situation, you really need to shut that shit down immediately.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is just contact the dude and go, hey, I didn't know. You know, head it off at the pass. Give him all the information. Yeah. I didn't know. And then you might get a pass.
Yeah. You need to treat everyone like they're a poisonous spider.
Yeah.
Because all it takes is a little spider, and it can bite you, and it can fucking kill you if you don't get medical attention right away.
Yeah.
Even if you think there's nothing but blowing smoke, all it takes is that one guy pushed too far because he's dating a harpy like this, and because you're not giving him the 10 taco, you're the logical target in his mind.
Or you have that one dude who really has no qualms about taking it to 10.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And there's other ways to rip a dude apart and fuck his life up. I mean,
administrative violence. Well,
and when it's all said and done, I might actually convert it to the ultimate revenge package.
Yes.
That's for everyone.
The revenge package.
From the Cassieri.
Got to be careful with that, though. We're not telling anybody to do anything.
No. But we have to do that comedy skit, the Concierge. I think that'd be great.
All right, you get two ass whoopings and
Okay, no, here are the packages.
Yeah, the packages.
You get one disappearance, a broken leg, and 3 beat downs.
Yes. You get one rear ending at 60 miles an hour. Your friend here, he bought that package. And
T-boned in traffic. Drifting off the pier.
I'm just saying, those cars on Craigslist, you don't have to sign the title if you don't want to.
And the ultimate never seen again.
The Kaiser Sose package.
Well, we need to do that. That'd be great.
Because
I'll be the guy like who shows up and like talking to you, and you'd be like, of course, you got to have the suit and everything.
I mean, we jest. But in situations like this, such a service would probably be
worked.
We'll talk to the concierge. We'll see
what he
recommends. For this particular person, we can't do false allegations at dinner because that's not going to work out. T-boned in traffic, it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's funny. The fallback package, T-boned in traffic.
Fallback package. You can combine the elements in your package if you don't think you're going to use them, okay?
And if you never use it and then you wind up getting divorced, you can convert it to the divorce removal package.
You can't pay alimony to a dead ex-wife, I'm just saying. And from off in the weeds, we'll say goodbye. We'll see you guys next time.
Take it easy.